This is Rhian Jones on the 5th of August with some observations on what I think is a really significant legal judgment that came out last week concerning the future of Lewisham Hospital. It's a case that's been brought by campaigners for, and also the local authority in the area surrounding Lewisham, who were devastated to find that the Trust Special Administrator, who is a figure put in by the government to try and resolve problems in a failing NHS hospital trust, that the Trust Special Administrator had recommended and the government had accepted plans to reduce services at Lewisham Hospital, which otherwise had no significant problems. Now, the government lost the case, the campaigners won it, and I've been in some discussion with our good friends in Lee Day, who are involved in that case, as to what the legal implications are of this rather important case. I think the conclusion we're arriving at is that the implications may be more managerial than they are legal, in the sense that if ever we wanted proof that if you're going to do a quick and dirty consultation, which in a sense this was, then you better have it done based upon a fairly narrow definition of the agenda. What happened in this case and what went wrong was that the quick consultation was in fact wider and embraced more stakeholders, concerned more GPs, infected more patients than had there been a normal routine reconfiguration in a more confined local area. Now, we know that health reconfigurations are a really difficult subject at the moment. Heaven knows, in the Consultation Institute, we are at the moment involved in doing compliance assessments, making sure that we quality assure some 7 or 8 consultations of one description on another. We know that they're difficult. But what has happened in Lewisham is that by trying to do things quickly, by doing something called the unsustainable provider regime, by doing the quick method of putting in an administrator, trying to sort it out at once, it has got horribly wrong. And I think we will be examining the implications of this for some time yet to come. It's Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute talking about Lewisham Hospital.